20 minutes past three. Now, I think it's fair to say that we don't have nearly as much competition as ideally we would like in the domestic South African airspace. So it's a matter of great interest, I think, to all of you, or certainly many, many people out there, and indeed to the country's tourism economy, that there is a matter before the Air Service Licensing Council. And what is the matter all about? Well, two of FlySafair's competitors, Lyft and Airlink, say that FlySafair has contravened domestic ownership rules, and they want FlySafair's operating license suspended, pending the outcome of a complaint that they've submitted to this effect. This matter was heard back in April. That was put to the international division of this council, the ASLC. So what's it all about and what are the implications? Once again, we welcome 2702 Drive, Dr. Guy Leach, publisher and editor of SA Flyer magazine. Guy Leach, welcome and thanks very much for your time. This looks serious. How serious is it?
Hi, John. Nice to be with you. Well, it's become actually a real street fight, and I think that there's going to be blood on the streets to continue the analogy. It's a pity that it's got boiled down to this, because it really is a sort of a relatively minor piece of legislation that they're now arguing about, and by the one of the airlines arguing that the other should be grounded. I think it really has escalated it an awful lot. But at the same time, you know, they do have a point. The fact of the matter is that the regulations limiting the foreign ownership, or more strictly speaking, the non-resident ownership of South African airlines are there. There were reasons for them. There are still reasons for them. Exactly how much is a moot point. And you know, if one rule has to be applied to everybody, and in the aggressor's support in this case, I think it's fair to say that FlySafair really have had plenty of time to fix this problem. They could have done it in a month or two by just rearranging their shareholding. So certainly they're dragging their legs, their feet. So FlySafair's response has been, this is all just a publicity stunt to try and undermine confidence in people booking with FlySafair so that they'll book with one of the other airlines. That may well be the case.
Yes.
But it's a pity that it's boiling down to this sort of no-holds-barred type fight.
I don't know if we have any precedent, Dr. Leach, but I mean, when this council acts, how vigorously and quickly do they act? I mean, are they likely, for example, if they find for Lyft and Airlink on the merits, to say, right, FlySafair, you grounded, or are they more the kind of organization that takes the bigger picture in mind, perhaps, and says, okay, well, you've got until the 10th of October to fix it?
Absolutely. The latter is the case. They're not there to ground airlines. It would have to be the most egregious fault to do that. And this is really just a technicality. So I really cannot see they're wanting to actually sanction Airlink in any way. Obviously, if Airlink continues to drag its feet on this, but they can't, they're not going to ground Airlink, and they're not going to, sorry, not Airlink, FlySafair, and they're not going to revoke its license or anything, at least not in the immediate or short-term future. The most that could perhaps be levied is a fine, but honestly, my view here is that they're going to take their time to consider exactly the ins and outs of the particular case, and it can often get quite complicated.
Yes, yes.
To exactly who the holding is. But so they will give a period of time to fix it. Kirby Gordon, as the spokesperson for FlySafair, says he's not worried. He says that they're compliant already anyway. And let me just point out that you talked about a precedent. There are clear precedents already in this regard. Back to 2013, when FlySafair was officially launched, they sorted out the foreign ownership problems there, and they can do it again this time.
Yeah, let's hope it gets done one way or another. Certainly you want to see compliance with the law, but we struggle, I think, at the best of times, to have a sufficient range of choice on domestic flights, particularly if you're not doing the main runs involving Joburg, Durban and Cape Town. But secondly, pricing is a factor as well, and we do not need to pay more for things than we're already paying for so many things. So let's keep an eye on that story. The matter will be heard on Monday. Maybe there'll be clarity, certainly by the middle of the week. And as soon as we get that, we'll share it with you. 25 minutes past three.